It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mackie joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Jason, we will talk about a lot of Pirates-related things here with you, and I want to start with this. Is Rowdy Tellez going to be a Pirate at 6:40 tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Oh! Really?
I don't see how you can, Adam. And I wrote this for today. The road trip was a very important one for him, for them. We know this. And you need the roster spot. They're at a point. I mean, there are people in this town and rightly talking about the Pirates needing to add bats. They need to score more runs. They've been extremely patient with Rowdy Tellez. We're at a point where you just can't do it anymore. You really can't. I don't understand what the logic would be. Connor Joe has become your starting first baseman. You guys in AAA hitting. You're 30% of the way through the season. Like, you just can't afford to dole out the playing time on charity anymore. And also, like, what scant playing time he's going to get, I don't see how he's going to find a swing. So, no, I don't expect him to be there later today.
So what would the move be if he is not on this roster? Would it be Jake Lamb that's brought up? Would it be Connor Joe at first base, maybe platooning with Triolo when Ke'Bryan Hayes comes back? What's the corresponding move if that were to be the case?
You know what I think? I actually think it could be Ji-Won Bae, Doran. I think that makes the most sense for their lineup. And because of what he adds at the top, they don't really have a traditional leadoff hitter. And that's what Bae is. That's what he's been. When he's been up here, it's been not good. He's struck out too much, hasn't made enough contact, but he's hitting over 360 in AAA. I really want to see him up here. It makes a lot of sense for lengthening their lineup, for putting guys where they should be hitting. O'Neill Cruz has been really good hitting third. I would not want to move him, but I'm really curious to see what I would understand Jake Lamb. Certainly, it's a perfect swap. You platoon him with Connor Joe, but Connor Joe should be your everyday first baseman. They probably have a hole in the outfield now, you know, where you can rotate somebody, you know, maybe platoon him and I Oliveris. You got to figure out what to do with Sawinski. That's a separate conversation, but I would say Bae above the others.
I do think it is an important conversation with Sawinski. However, Jason Mackey joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Like, he's the one guy. I don't put him in the Rowdy Tellez camp. Like, Rowdy's, he is what he is. Like, I don't think playing him a bunch, you're going to unlock some long-lost potential in Rowdy Tellez. I just think it's over for him. Whereas Jack Sawinski, while he's not hitting now, we know what he looks like at his apex. And I do think if you were to send him down, you might run the risk of missing out on a hot streak from Jack Sawinski. I guess what I'm saying, Jason, is I would still pencil him in there every day against righties. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I might do that too, Adam. I might. The problem is it becomes more of a platoon than maybe you want to. You know, like Michael A. Taylor is probably going to play quite a bit. Defensively, I tweeted this out yesterday. He's been really, really good. Obviously, Brian Reynolds is going to play every day. So, I mean, you can't platoon Bae and Sawinski. Maybe you work in the infield a little bit and put Bay there. I mean, whatever. But I look at Sawinski, and to me, it's more Jack-focused than anything. Like, if he looks like he's found a spark, which he may have in Chicago, it looked a little better. I might ride it out. For right now, I would. If he has a bad series against the Giants, I would not be afraid to send him down. And you brought up a good point earlier. I'm much more adherent to giving Jack playing time than I am Rowdy. Like, you look at what they're doing with Sawinski and young players and whatever. I mean, he's a part of this thing. Sawinski is good, bad, indifferent. They need to find a way to get him going, and it might be building his confidence in AAA.
Jason, I may have missed this in the past couple of days, but what is the timeline on Cabrian Hayes? Is it potentially coming back and being back in the lineup?
Yeah, so he's going to start doing with the baseball activities, fancy words for just increasing activities. Maybe later this week, honestly, if that goes well. It hasn't been a ton of missed time. I don't expect him to need a rehab assignment unless he gets back doing stuff and it takes a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm looking at later this week.
One more Pirates question for you, Jason, and then I actually have a Steelers question for you as well. Will the Pirates add come the deadline or before the deadline? Do they view this year as a year where they can legitimately contend for a division championship? Because if not, they absolutely should.
I don't think we're there yet, Adam.
No!
I'm sorry.
You give us the good Rowdy Tellez news and you give us this crap.
You're a riot. It's May 21st, all right? It's too early. It's too early. At some point with Tellez, like, you have to admit what is reality. You can't say we're in a definitive ad situation here. I'm going to give an answer that's going to sound lame, but, like, they're not against it. They want to win. They know they need to win. They know if there's something lacking, they're going to address it. I just don't think we're there yet. Even if you would add, like, what would you add right now?
First baseman. Base? Yeah.
I'd ride Joe. I want to see what I have in Connor Joe. And maybe that disappears. Maybe he reverts back to a 730 OPS guy, in which case, yeah, I would add a first baseman if they're in the mix and that's the weak spot. But, you know, I think that I think you need to see more sample size. I think you need to see more sample size with the pitching. I want to see where the bullpen goes. You know, but if they're in it and they're a piece or two away, yeah, absolutely. I think they would.
Can I ask a football-related question?
Of course.
I would love that.
Jason, are you going to be at OTAs today?
I am. I'm looking forward to it. Are you?
Of course not. No. Actually, work would never happen. Is there one player in particular that if you could break away for a one-on-one that you would be most excited to talk to today?
Yeah.
You don't want to give away your trade secret. You already know what you're going to write.
No, because, I mean, my experience, that's not going to happen.
That's true, too.
And yeah. I'm still a newbie over there, so I'm not expecting the world. Part of the reporter in me says Justin Fields, just because he hasn't spoken yet. But the also, you know, knowing the quality of stuff that's going to come out of there, I think I'd probably say Najee Harris. I think that, you know, since we left him, since his situation ended with what he has ahead. I mean, I think we have a good idea of what would come out of the mouth of Russell Wilson, and that's great. And quarterbacks are always popular. I think I'd go with Najee Harris. I think there's the most intrigue there.
Those are our two as well. Mm-hmm. Najee Harris and Justin Fields. Russell Wilson, when he talks, I feel like his shades, there's like a teleprompter on the inside. Like, he knows exactly what he's going to say and why he's going to say it. Yeah, he's a presidential candidate.
I probably would say George Pickens, too. I would throw him as a late
player. Yeah, I was close on that, Doran. I was close. But Najee is so articulate. There's so much going on there, good, bad, and indifferent sometimes. You know, and I want to hear about declining the fifth-year option. I want to hear about, you know, what their offense looks like, Arthur Smith, and the quarterback situation. There's a whole bunch of places I'd want to go with Najee, and I feel like the answers would be really good.
Jason, appreciate you coming on. Not Just Pirates with Jason Mackey. That's what the segment's called. Thank you for jumping on with us today, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
Thanks,
hope your backs feel better.
Yeah, they won't. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.